Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There is a debate over plastics, how damaging they are to the environment, or how essential they are to everyday life. And this debate is playing out, among other places, in front of young American kids. As the UN warns of an environmental catastrophe regarding plastics, the plastics industry is pushing its own narrative to groups like the Girl Scouts and schools. Washington Post reporter Evan Halper has a recent piece on this campaign, and he joins us now. Evan, hello.
Hi, Scott.
I want to start with the Girl Scouts, the industry society for plastics engineers, partners with the Girl Scouts of Northeast Texas on a patch. It's called the Wonders of Polymer Science patch. And one requirement to get it is to watch this industry video called Plastics Are Everywhere. Let's take a listen.
Well, look around you, Elizabeth. Plastics are everywhere. They're ubiquitous. And really, can you imagine your world without plastics?
That would be really hard. I think I could live without plastics for a day.
Oh, okay, let's try it. Let me have your phone.
Wait, what?
All right, and you drove here today, didn't you?
I did.
Well, all the plastics have now been taken out of your car, so it's just a pile of metal and glass in the parking lot. How are you going to get home?
So, Evan, you've seen a lot of these materials. What is the goal here of targeting Girl Scouts specifically?
Well, the Society of Plastics Engineers, which runs this program, says, you know, this is a STEM program. This is to get people interested in the industry and potentially working in the industry. But when you look deeper into it, obviously, and through the clip you just played, you can see this. There's subtle messaging here to make the case that all these things you're hearing from environmentalists, that plastics are ruining the planet, things you're even hearing from the UN, that we have too many plastics, that maybe you should rethink this and maybe these efforts to reduce plastics and limit plastic production are misguided and leave students with the impression that recycling and more responsible use of plastics could really solve this problem rather than rules that would inhibit the industry.
Yeah. And some of their solutions, including recycling, I mean, what do independent observers have to say about these industry solutions? Do they find them problematic, potentially factually inaccurate?
Well, we're decades into the recycling experiment, as we all know. But the more we learn about it, we're finding out that most of the things that are worth throwing into recycling bins are just not recyclable, and they're just getting, you know, thrown out. And the recycling rates are something like 9%. And the amount of stuff that goes into the recycling bin, you know, it's a small percentage that ever makes it into another product. And instead, you know, these things are getting thrown away. They're winding up in the ocean. We have this, you know, massive plastics crisis environmentally, mm-hmm. and microplastics are showing up in our water and all of this. So there's real questions about whether stepped up recycling can solve this problem.
Mm, all right. Now, this campaign is coming as the industry is facing challenges. I mean, this is an industry that creates a lot of jobs. This is an industry connected to the raw material that comes from oil and gas. And there's pressure to phase these out, of course, because of climate change. Yeah. So they're really facing some headwinds here.
Yeah, there's a lot going on here because plastics in large part are made out of petroleum. The petroleum industry is under a lot of pressure right now with climate change and with the, you know, energy transition and people moving over to electric cars are projected to, that their projections for the amount of oil and gas that they're going to sell into the future are just getting lower and lower. But of course, that are a major input into plastics, and so this is one potential area for growth in the future. And so at the time this international plastics treaty is getting negotiated, which would have like legally binding limits or legally binding rules around what kind of plastics can and cannot be produced and how much of them can and cannot be produced, the industry is really worried about this. And there's major legislation going on in Congress that would put serious limitations on the industry. And they're looking for, you know, to influence whoever they can to make the case that putting these kinds of rules or caps on them will really inhibit your lifestyle and is a mistake.
Yeah. And so to push back on some of this. Of course, as you write, one of the target audiences of the industry is children, right? This society, this industry group also visits schools across the country in a vehicle or vehicles they call plastic vans. And the tagline is change the perception of plastics one classroom at a time. What have you learned about, you know, what kids see when they walk into that vehicle, the plastic van?
So it's interesting. It started as a vehicle, you know, a long time ago, but the program became so popular and successful in the eyes of the Society of Plastics Engineers. I guess it was initially a Plastics Industry Association program that it's no longer just run a van. You know, they have people flying around the country, going to schools and making this presentation, which is, you know, similar to what you played a clip of, but it goes on and there's experiments the kids do. And it's subtle. I mean, there's, you know, a history lesson. There's talk about where plastics came from. There is a lot of STEM in the lesson and talk of the science. But there's also a lot of this messaging where they talk about you can't ban all plastics. Imagine what a plastic ban would look like. We need to have other solutions. They're presenting it as if it's a binary choice. It's either you ban all plastics or you recycle more and have more responsible use and don't have, you know, any of these kinds of bans. They don't talk about, well, maybe there's certain kinds of plastics that we shouldn't make, or maybe there need to be limitations on production, or maybe we need to use a lot less. It's treated as a ban or no ban.
Yeah. You report, Evan, that this industry group gathers tens of thousands of data points on children, how children feel about plastics. I mean, is there an assumption here that how kids think about plastics overlaps with how American adults feel about plastics?
Yeah, there very much is. And it was interesting that the point about all those data points came up at a plastics industry conference that we happened to get a tape of, where the Plastivan people were giving a presentation about how great this is, not just for getting kids interested in STEM, but for the industry and its persuasion efforts. And they talked about being able to collect these data points, and they can even get a sense of where in the country anxiety over plastic waste is highest and where it's lower. And how, you know, being in these classrooms just works in tandem with the industry's efforts to persuade people that plastics really are okay.
Yeah. Now, I imagine there are other campaigns out there, some targeting children, to limit plastic use, talk about the environmental challenges there. Does that mean, you know, some children in American schools are being kind of bombarded with these contrasting messages?
Well, it seems like the messages are consistent, but they're wildly different depending on where you are. So if you're in a school in an urban district, you know, we talked to some organizers in Long Island, for example, where they're working with students, and they even have trained high school students to give kind of teach-ins to the elementary school kids about how to make their school completely plastics-free and, you know, how to get the cafeteria to get plastics out. And they're hoping that that messaging will sort of spill over into the wider community and stores and, you know, we'll start to think about getting plastics out of their offerings. But at the same time, you have things like Plastivan, you know, going to places often where the industry has more of a presence. You know, we were with them in Michigan, outside Detroit. You know, there's a lot of plastics used in car making down the Gulf Coast where the message is very different. So I don't know the extent to which kids are being whipsawed in, you know, they're hearing both messages, you know, from outsiders coming into their school. But there's certainly a lot of industry and a lot of interest from environmental groups in coming into schools, and they seem to be going to different schools. So depending what school you're in, and you may hear a wildly different message.
Yeah. We've been talking to Evan Halper, business reporter with The Washington Post. Evan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott.